We're here in Nizhny Novgorod, and it's about a four-hour train ride east of Moscow. And this is where some of the drone attacks have been happening. And actually, they've installed some jammers in the area to block signal because, you know, they're trying to keep the drones from attacking the military targets. But in any case, this past week, we were down in Donbas, which is a large region down near Ukraine. And we were in Donetsk. We went to Mariupol. We went to the Azovstal steel plant. We went to a couple of other small towns that have just been absolutely decimated by the fighting. And being down here has been incredibly eye-opening as far as the kinds of people that you meet, the kinds of things you see that just destroy the Western narrative about what's happening here and what life is actually like in Russia, really.
How are people dealing with all of the death?
I mean, that's a very difficult question to answer. How does anyone deal with the death? The people here are living their lives as best they can. Donbas has been the center of a lot of the fighting, and we went to Donetsk, which was the front line of the war for quite a while. It's now moved quite a bit west from there. But the people have tried to integrate the war into their lives the best that they can.